The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we are revisiting the eight levels, and we're going to look at the Aruch HaShulchan, and the goal is quasi to review it, but also hoping that since he's the Aruch HaShulchan, he'll fill in some answers to practical questions that we didn't answer. And then I also kind of don't remember which theoretical questions we had other than what is this system? Like, is it one criteria? Like, whenever you have levels, you would think it's in terms of one, you would be predisposed to think it's in terms of like one criteria by which they're like ranked, you know, but maybe it's this is better than that for this reason, and this is better than that for that reason. So let's just read and see what happens. I also don't want to dwell on this for many days because Purim's around, well, Hadar is tonight. Yeah, okay. So it is the sentence right before Tezvav, which says, Haramam chashav shmona ma'alos pitztach ve'elohim. Now, Tezvav. Hamala gadolosh ein lamala himenu, hamachzik biad Yisrael, hamach. I'm not going to translate unless we see something new. I got you a Aruch HaShulchan if you want. It's in Os Tezvav. Oh, that was my fault. All right. All right.
On page 46 in.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's the same page number. Let's see.
Okay, never mind. Okay. Simon Rishon Tess.
Yeah.
Tezvav.
I duped myself into buying something at the Swarm sale. I mean, I bought a lot of stuff at the Sfarim sale, but I thought, because I'd never seen it, I thought that the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid was one volume. So I was like asking the guy, like, do you have Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid? And he pulls out this set. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm buying that because I don't need to, but I feel like when I need it, it's going to come in handy. So apparently, just so you know, it's multiple volumes. Okay. So the high, so I'm not going to translate unless we get something new. Hama, or unless you ask. Hamala gadola she'in lamala himenu machzik biad Yisrael hamach nosen lo matana o halva'a o se shutfus hashave hishve ze la halva'a. So he equates this to the loan. V'ayim mash kasavti b'seif hakodem. Okay, so he has a thing beforehand about the role of loans, but I didn't want to get into that right now. O mamsi lo malachuk de l'chazik yadov lo l'itzark l'brios. Well, wait, hold on a second. Is this whole thing going to be an Akad Lashono? I should look that up first.
Yeah.
Really?
To the bottom of
Tessai. Okay, fine. All right, we'll still read it anyway. I just want to be on the lookout. Okay. Valze Nemar of Hechazak Bo Uvizman Nenu Zeb Harbe Arim Yish. No, this looks new, right? Yish Chavrus Shinosnim Nare Aniya Yisrael Bale Malachos. That's interesting. They got like, what do you call it? There's got to be some name for this in English, where they have like youths and they employ them.
An apprenticeship?
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, right. Paid internship. Right. That would probably be the thing. So that's a good system, right? For poor youths. But Dabur Gadol who Admo, it was very good. Sorry, I just said it was good. He's saying it's very good. V'rak yashgicho lem sheyelchu b'derech Hashem, right? Not going and doing things like all the orphan movies with bad orphans.
Right.
And I know these are not orphans, but like, you know, whatever. But that is, you know, that's like the Shlomo HaMelech in first Perek of Mishlei. Like these are kids who might, because of their disadvantaged state, be tempted to like steal stuff or whatever. So you do have to, you know, do chesed and balance that with like making sure that they're on the right track. V'ispalu b'chol yom b'yihu b'alei emuna l'shamayim v'lebrios. They should daven every day and be b'alei emuna l'shamayim v'lebrios. Right. So also good opportunity for chinuch and parenting, quasi-parenting. Okay, so that's the first level. And it makes sense that he includes these people there, right? Because you're basically giving them a job, even though they're not adults yet. Okay.
More like,
halacha l'maisa. Yeah, I think so. Oh, so this is one of our questions, which is you have the double blind, and then you have the guy knows who he's giving to, but the recipient doesn't know who he's getting it from. And then you have the swap. So one of our questions was why that, which we speculated on. I'm just trying to frame it. Hanosin stakla ani v'lo yed elami yitain v'amakaba lo yad elami mi'makaba. Kamo lishkas ha'chashayin shayi b'mikdash ha'yunosnim b'chashayi v'anim b'nei tovim misparnasim mimeno. V'tanya b'tosefta sham, so this is not Rambam, v'tanya b'tosefta there, sh'kashem sh'haysa b'mikdash ka'chaysa b'lo ir v'ir. So just like it was in Mikdash, there was the same thing in each and every city. I guess this is back in the same, or in the time of the Tanayim, well, at least when the Tosefta was written. I don't know when, if they're saying like when we had like a Malchus in Eretz Yisrael or even like beyond that. Bekarav lezeh hanosein lekupa shel tzedaka. Close to this is a guy who gives to the kupa. Lo yitin adam lekupa ela im kein yodeh she hamamuna aleha hu ish ne'aman chacham b'hanhaga See, he adds Chacham Bahanhaga, right? Mm-hmm. Like, which is what the Rambam meant, but we had to read it in the Makbili. V'yodeh linhog bazeh kashura. Hamadrega hashlishis, sh'yodeh hanosin l'minosin, v'makabal eno yodeh mimim makabal, k'mo gedolei hachachamim, sh'ayum hulchim baseser u'mashlichim l'pischei haniyim. Chini moser ha-tzadaka al-yideh shliach, v'yina shliach magin minasna. Oh, that's interesting. That's another option you have, right? That's what they have, I think, in many shuls, like a rabbi's discretionary fund, right? That you give there, and then he gives to the people who need it in the community, but they don't have to, you don't know who's getting it. And also, actually, that would be closer to the right, to the second category. Right, in the sense that it's funny he puts it here, right? Because in that case, the actual giver doesn't know who he's giving it to, and the actual recipient doesn't know who he's getting it from.
Which case?
The second level.
Oh, you meaning the
double blind.
The hander?
Yeah, right.
You mean it's the kupa?
Oh,
no, the kupa wasn't the gala, right?
The kupa, hold on. The kupa is the same as the double blind. But now we're in the third level. So he's equating giving through a shliach to where the giver knows who's giving to, but the recipient doesn't know. But to me, it makes more sense to characterize this in the second level. Right, because he just says in a shliach magi minasna. So the guy who's giving it still doesn't know. And unless the shliach is, see, even if the shliach tells the recipient who he's getting it from, that's not the third level, that's the fourth level. So I don't know why the shliach is here. You see my question?
No, I'm confused by that.
So level two is the giver and the recipient don't know each other's identity, right? Third level is the giver knows who he's giving it to, but the recipient doesn't know who he's getting it from.
Yeah.
And he's saying that the giver trusting it to a shliach is in this third level. But I'm saying the shliach should be the second level, because if the shliach knows who he's giving it to and who it's from, fine, well, that's just a shliach. But I, the giver, if I give it to you as a shliach and say, give this to somebody.
Well, that's the thing. It's more saying it's not to somebody. I think in this case, the shliach is that I give the shliach money and I say, give this to that guy.
Ein shliach magid minasna. Oh, mi yeah, nasna, yeah, not yeah, limi nasna. Right, sorry, right. I read it as limi. Yeah, you're right, right.
And he says, if somebody wants you to have it.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Because of hatur, because roi lasas. Tur says you should do that. Umala gadola hi im in hamamunin al hatstaka nohagin kshura, nohagin kshura. Right. That's what you should do if the staka people are not, trustworthy. Okay. Hamadrig haravis shehani yodeh miminotel v'ein hanosin yodeh leminasan. K'mo gedolei hachachamim shayu tzorin hamas besadid nehem mashlichen osan la'achrem ubaim ha'anim v'notlem k'dei shelo yihie lahem busha sham. Yadua shebuzmaninu zeh i'efshar lasos kein. Okay, so this is new. Shiachat tfu es ha'tzedaka es she'enem mehuganim. Like the kids trick-or-treating, taking the whole thing of candy. I think that's what it means, right? He's saying that it's impossible to do that now because they'll take the people who are not hugging will take the tzedakah. I mean, it's not exactly like the Halloween candy, but v'hamuhuganim lo yagia lahem klal, and the people who are hugging, it's not going to reach them. K'mosh anu roim b'makom shemachalkim tzedakah begaloi, like in places where they just distribute it freely. Interesting, yeah. So you see, one thing you see about this, by the way, this is might go without saying, but like, a lot of these things are just, are mitigated by practical circumstance, and both for good and for bad. Like, if you could come up with an additional system that it's not like a tsuras hamaisa where you have to do it this way, it's accomplishing the same thing. And to the converse, if this level as dictated in the halacha is not accomplishing it, then it's not the level. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Of course, obviously, even though I think like today that. I guess once again, perfectly doable.
Sorry, say it again.
As in secretly giving to people.
Right. It's what about it? It is doable. What you're saying.
I think maybe not 100 years ago.
Yeah. Correct. Right. There's lots more means of giving now than before. Yeah.
It's interesting because can't he just give a case of you tell your shliach, give this to somebody and tell this for me?
Yeah. I mean, why didn't he mention the shliach case? Yeah.
To me, that sounds like that would work, right?
Yeah, right.
That would fulfill that level, right?
Wait.
I tell my shliach, give this to an ani of your discretion or whatever.
Yeah.
And tell them it is for me.
Right. So that would be the fourth level, correct? Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know why it didn't You give it into his hand before he asks. So it says biado. I don't think the Rambam said biado. Did he? Wait, see. Pogsmize, no, lemi, no, Pogsmize.
I think
he did. Shiyida, no. Yeah, he did. Right. The only reason I'm commenting on that is because I think we were talking about how much of this is like with the face-to-face interaction with the Ani. So yeah, mashma that is. Okay. Where are we?
One line down.
Madrigal, yeah, thank you. Vzehu al derech v'haya terem yikra'uvani ene. We did that in the Sefer HaYikarim, right? Before they call out, then I will answer them. So it's preemptive, yeah. V'al zeh ne'emar. Hold on, I have to think about that for 1 second. Right, so I want to see how the halakha b'drachah it is, because the idea we had the Sefer HaYikarim is he was saying how the essence of your tefillah is really the formulation in your mind of God is the only one I can get this, my needs from, and this thing that I need is within my realm to get. And then before you even actually daven, God is responding to that. And now we're saying that in the Bahalach de Bedrachav sense, you just have to emulate the preemptory part of it. So we're not carrying over the mechanisms. Yeah, I just wanted to talk through that.
Kind of side point.
Yeah.
And I forget why I didn't bring this up on Wednesday. It could just be because I forgot.
Yeah.
But that idea of Zivrei Karim kind of seems to point to like Reb Chaim's idea of tefillah.
So
like a activity of the mind,
Is this the Reb Chaim that everyone thinks that they know, but does? Okay, so I probably am in the category of thinking I know it, but don't actually know it.
I mean, I'm only hoping on the point of that Reb Chaim, if he doesn't say it outright, he makes it this way, at least according to Rabbi Zimmer, that like tefillah is essentially an action of the mind.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you where I go for that, which is not unique to tefillah. And I know that this is a machlokas rishonim, but in Hilchos Brachos, which we're waiting for, Hilchos Brachos, where are we here? Brachos Perek Aleph, the Rambam says, Vav, Kol Brachos Kulan Nemarim B'chol Lashon, you could say Brachos in any language, V'hu Shiyomar K'inin Shetikna Chachamim, oh no, that's not the one. Yeah, sorry, Zion. Kol brachos kulan, sarach shiyashmiel ozna mashu omer. All the brachos, you need to say it audibly, like so you can hear what you say. Ve'im lo hishmiya yatza. And if he didn't make it audible, he's yote. Bein shehoti bisvasa, bein shebirach belibo. So whether you say it or not, or are mevarach in your mind, you're yote brachos. So that shows that brachos are, now obviously l'chadchila you can't do this, But the maise is a maise of cognition, as opposed to, I don't know anyone who says you could be yote kriyashma if you don't say it.
Right.
Like, you just do it in your mind, you know? Right. And so I'm under the impression that tefillah is the same thing. That let's say, for example, you can't talk. Let's say, like, the one time, like, I mean, I did this, I think the only time I did not say tefillah b'mezid when I didn't have any, like other patuan, was when I got all four wisdom teeth pulled out and I just couldn't talk for that mincha. So I just went through the whole Shemona Esrei in my mind. I forgot if I asked for a shiloh for that, but it was in high school. So
as opposed to being honest?
Yeah, as opposed to being honest, yeah. But yeah. Yeah.
I think the Shulchan Aruch says that you can. I guess in that situation you got your wisdom teeth removed.
That you can for tefillah, you mean?
No, for Shema.
Oh, for Shema. Oh, okay. Could be. Yeah. If you find it, let me know. Okay, then we are up to Hamadrig Hachmishis. We did that, yeah. Va'alzen emar kapa parsa la'ani v'yadeha shilcha la'evyon. So that's in Mishlei and Eishes Chayil. Her palm is spread out to the poor, and her hand is sent forth to the ani. I guess the implication is that they don't ask. That she's sending forth, probably. That's probably the implication, that she's going out of her way to do that. Because you don't say, there's no shlichus yad when they come up and ask you, right? So kaba means that they're there, and shliach, yeah. Okay, that's a good shot. I didn't hear that before. Uschara meruba, and his reward is abundant. So God will respond in kind. We got to work on that also. That seems to be an extension of the V'hayaterim Yikra. Uvamida zo machazikim bale hatzdakos hagedolos. That's the meetup that the Bali stockers do, is they anticipate needs. I mean, that's very in line with Day Machzor Asher Yachzor Lo, not Day Machzor Asher Yishal Lo. You know, Hamadriga Hashishis Shitin Lo Karoi Achar Shishal. You give the proper amount after they ask. All right, that's just straight up. Vashvi is Shitin Pachas Me Roy Lo, Abal Besefer Panim Yavos, Vahrona Shitin Lo Bepanim Atzavos. Ugril Hachachami Hayinostin Pruta Laani Kunim called Tfila Shnemer Ani Bitstaka Echazet Panacha. So that's also different. Because when we read the Rambam, I was thinking, does that mean Davka giving to the Ani before Tfila? He's saying Kol Shekain if you give to a Kupa, because I guess that's a higher level of Tzedakah if you give to a Kupa. The Adif Tfei, yeah, the Adif Tfei, it's better. Mosh Kasati Besim and Tzadi Beis Ayin Shan. Ulahasi Besulos Yisomos Anios, and to marry off virgins and orphans and poor, Psulos and Yosomos Anios is qualifying Psulos. O Bas Talmid Chacham Ani, Hema Metzakos Gedolos. Those are among the biggest tzedakos, because I guess you're doing multiple mitzvos there, right? You're caring for the orphans, and you're also doing Lihi Dabik Biodav, right? Clinging to the Chachamim by marrying off the daughters of the Chacham. L'chein Gabay Tzedakah Kashish Biadam Lasos Kain In L'chat Tzedakah Gedolom Yizal. L'sameach L'olam Nafshos Agumos. To cause the despondent souls to rejoice. That we'll see when we do Megillah Pli Neder. Because of Rabbeinu Harama, Dimashinogim Lifsok Tzedakah Avor Mesim Pshasas Karas Neshamos. So the Rama writes that when people donate Tzedakah for like commemorations for the dead, when they mention the dead people's names, Minhag Vasikinhu. Never seen Vasikin used. I know Vasikin means like people who are scrupulous in mitzvos, but I've never seen it outside of the context of like Hanitz, you know, and Krishma, Bismana. It benefits their souls if you roll that way. Ad kan lashono ukvar nisbar. Oh, that was not a. I know you didn't think this.
I might have.
That was not a Google joke.
Oh, that wasn't a Google.
Okay, but that would have been a funny Google joke.
Was the dead body rolling? Like,
oh, that's funny. Also, I just mentioned that today. Yeah, that's funny. Kvar nisbar mizeb orachaim sof simin tov reish chaf aleph sham nisbar al pi hasifri degam hamesim trich para ein sham. Rav Pesach gave a good idea on that once, but I've been meaning to write up every year. Haven't done how the mesim need kapara. Rabbi Feder has a good idea on the dead bodies rolling. I just don't know where to find it, but I referenced it today, not in Mishlei, but okay. So I guess the outstanding questions which still remain. The more we read this, the more I think it's not that there's one criterion by which all of these are ranked. It does seem like, you know, let's say like we saw last time, equipping the guy, taking the guy out of poverty is definitively better than giving tzedakah when he's already poor, right? And from 2 to 3, it's not because of that criterion, it's a different criterion, you know? And like, so the only thing we really need to figure out, which I think we did talk about, is the double blind is good, we see. The recipient knowing, the giver knows who he's giving it to. Do we say that that's less busha than the recipient knowing who he's getting from? I think that's what we said, right?
I think so.
It's less busha. Yeah. So I don't think, I mean, we could go through them in particular, but I don't think we need to really spend more time on this. I'm good with this. Okay. So I guess tomorrow is Adar, tonight's Adar, but if you want to do Megillah, start Megillah tomorrow. This would be a good time. This is like a nice clean break from this.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right. Let's do that. And this year we have Yad Pshuta to help us. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of the Abshuta,
I was going
to
ask.
Yeah, I listened to...
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.